Welcome to the Sustainable Value Chains podcast with EcoVadis. My name is Fergal Byrne. Join me as I speak to senior business leaders building sustainable value chains across a wide range of industries. We explore key questions related to the drive to sustainability, from procurement to the role of technology and innovation, regulatory pressures and labor standards, transparency and risk management. We explore what is working, the latest thinking, and identify key lessons and insights. I'm very pleased today to welcome Bettina Grabmeier to the Sustainable Value Chains podcast with EcoVadis. Bettina is the Methodology and Research Director at EcoVadis, where she oversees the development and implementation of sustainability assessment methodologies. So thank you very much, Bettina, for joining me today on the Sustainable Value Chains podcast with EcoVadis.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Before we dive into our main topics, Bettina, can you share a bit about your role at EcoVadis?
Sure. So I'm Bettina Grabmeier, and I'm the Methodology and Research Director at EcoVadis. We're a global sustainability ratings and sustainability data provider. And we provide a whole suite of solutions dedicated to sustainability performance management, but we're most well known for our sustainability ratings. And so my job is to ensure that when we rate companies across 180 countries and 200 industries, for each one of them, we focus on the right topics and that we ask the right questions. So that means a lot of research and deep dives into sustainability standards, industry best practices, sustainability regulations. But it also means staying adaptable as the market changes around us. So it's not just about providing scores, it's also about providing a third-party opinion on what sustainability performance should look like. And this matters because sustainability ratings are becoming more crucial every day. They help investors, they help buyers make smarter choices, they push companies to be better, and ultimately our hope is that they contribute to a more sustainable economy. And that last part is something that's very important to us at EcoVadis, because in 2022, we officially became a purpose-led company, actually, where we formalized our purpose of guiding all companies towards a sustainable world in our company bylaws. Yeah.
Thanks, Bettina. Now, EcoVadis plays a crucial role in assessing and improving supplier sustainability performance. What do you see as the biggest challenges companies face in understanding supplier performance, collecting reliable sustainability data, and how does EcoVadis assist in tackling these challenges?
Right. So as a company buying products and services from all over the world, understanding supplier performance and collecting reliable, sustainability data is not easy. Global supply chains are incredibly complex and often quite opaque, especially in the upper tiers of the supply chain. So it's tough to get accurate, up-to-date information, but it's also critical because companies are increasingly required by law to perform thorough supply chain due diligence and to manage their sustainability risks. So one of the biggest challenges in accessing the supplier data is engagement, especially with suppliers further up the chain. Often companies have an idea of where their supply chain environmental or social risks lie, but don't have the visibility on how their suppliers are actually managing these risks and how they're performing. So companies need reliable data to understand their suppliers' performance and ensure that risks are adequately addressed. But getting suppliers to provide us information and then making sense of this data can be a real hurdle. And so this is where EcoVadis comes in. Our ratings have a role to play in the broader supply chain due diligence framework because they help companies get a clear picture of their supplier sustainability performance. And how we help us address the supplier engagement challenge is by not just rating suppliers, but also helping them improve by making a lot of tools and resources available to them. This means that suppliers don't just participate in the ratings to meet their customers' requests. They also see value in the assessment for themselves. So they get actionable insights and feedback that can help them improve their sustainability data and performance over time. And they get recognition from customers and potentially even new business through that. So yeah, we help drive higher engagement and better data quality. making it easier for companies to gain the insights they need to manage their supply chains responsibly. So it's all about creating a system and a network where everyone benefits and sustainability becomes a shared goal.
Can you shed some light on the current state of supplier data, Bettina? Specifically, how prevalent is incomplete, inaccurate data in your experience? And do you have any statistics that you could share that would help us grasp the scale of the challenge?
Yes. So over the past 17 years, we've rated 143,000 companies across 180 countries, over 200 industries. This year alone, we're on track to rate more than 65,000 companies. So that's a lot of ground covered, and it represents about 2.1 trillion euros of spend with suppliers globally. So one of the things that sets our database apart is the volume, but also the diversity of sustainability data we've accumulated. What's really unique, I think, about EcoVadis is our extensive coverage of small and medium-sized enterprises. Almost 90% of our assessments are actually for SMEs, where most other players in the sustainability data industry focus mainly on publicly listed companies. This actually gives us a much broader and more comprehensive view of the global supply chains, as most of the global economy's fabric is actually made of SMEs rather than listed companies. So that makes sense. And then another key differentiator for our database is how we verify the data we collect. We know that reliable data is crucial, so we put a lot of effort into ensuring accuracy. For each rating, we have two analysts who are involved, and this helps us avoid the pitfalls of garbage in, garbage out. So our ratings can be a trustworthy source for customers who are looking to make informed decisions.
Great. Thanks, Bettina. Can you give us an overview of the key elements of EcoVadis ratings methodology, specifically what sustainability themes, criteria, and indicators are most important in your assessments? And how do these elements come together to provide a comprehensive view?
Sure. So at its core, our methodology is all about how well a company manages its key sustainability issues. So first, we take a holistic view of sustainability, meaning that a company can't claim to be sustainable if it's harming the planet or harming people. That's why we assess across four key pillars: environment, labor and human rights, ethics, and sustainable procurement, which are further broken down in 21 sustainability issues. So each of these areas or each of these pillars is crucial, especially sustainable procurement, because actually, from experience, we know that real impacts often lie within a company's supply chain. Next, it's essential for companies to focus on what's most material to them, so following a materiality-based approach. This idea has gained even more clarity with frameworks like the EU CSRD, so that's the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, or the EU CS3D, so that's the Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive. And these regulations ask companies to focus on the key risks and impacts. So we follow the same logic. Our assessments are tailored to what's most relevant based on a company's size, industry, and location. For example, we wouldn't assess a boutique consulting firm the same way we'd assess a large chemical manufacturer. So this customization ensures we're focusing on the issues that matter most to each company and to their stakeholders. And finally, companies need a solid management approach to tackle these material topics. So we look at how they manage each issue through relevant policies, actions, and reporting on results. And we also use our 360 review process, which leverages AI to screen over 100,000 sources for stakeholder input and for information on the company's sustainability track record. This helps us identify any severe issues, which can also impact the company's score. So we combine information from the company with information from external stakeholders to get a comprehensive view of how effective their management system really is. So we assess the sustainability management system across these four themes, and then we consolidate the assessment results into one overall score. And this score reflects how well the company addresses its key issues.
Now, you mentioned the importance of data integrity earlier, Bettina. Can you delve a little bit deeper into how EcoVadis ensures the accuracy of company-reported sustainability data? What technologies and processes are in place to validate this information?
Absolutely. So data integrity is something we've invested heavily in since the beginning. Our customers rely on us to provide an independent review of the sustainability performance of their suppliers. So verification is absolutely key. This is particularly true when working with SMEs globally, because the data isn't always publicly available and very rarely third-party verified. So that's where we come in. Unlike a self-assessment questionnaire, our ratings are evidence-based. So this means for every declaration made in the EcoVadis questionnaire, such as having a policy or reporting on specific metrics, companies must provide documentary evidence from their management system. So for instance, if a company claims to have a waste management policy, they need to submit the actual document detailing this policy. This ensures that the information we credit in the rating is backed by concrete proof. And so to manage and verify this large amount of data, we do leverage technology and machine learning. And these tools help us screen large volumes of data. And they assist our analysts in identifying the relevant sections of documentation more efficiently. For example, our system might flag a section of a submitted document that mentions emissions targets, helping the analyst quickly find and verify this information. So our system provides suggestions, but the final approval always rests with our analysts. And so it's that combination of technology and human expertise that allows us to provide a thorough, but also a nuanced assessment. And here I want to emphasize that no rating is fully automated. The tech tools, they strengthen and they scale the verification process, but the critical and more interpretive aspects of the assessments are handled by our analysts. So AI helps with the heavy lifting of data processing, and that frees up time for analysts to focus on the more complex and interpretive aspects of the rating.
Now, earlier you spoke about the concept of materiality. How does EcoVadis tailor its assessment weightings and criteria to different industries? What factors determine the material issues for each sector?
So tailoring our assessments to different industries is very important to us because it ensures we're focusing on the issues that really matter for each sector. And it's also key to maintain the engagement from the suppliers we rate. If they see a rating questionnaire that does not resonate with them, that is not adapted to their context, they will not be engaged in the process and they may even not go through with the rating. So this not only means that we're then unable to provide data to the requesting company who relies on rating results for their due diligence process, but we've also missed an opportunity to engage with the company and drive their sustainability journey. So adapting to the company's profile and context is very important. So first, what we do is that our methodology research team dives deep into extensive research. We've created detailed industry risk profiles for more than 200 industries that pinpoint which of our 21 issues across the four themes, environment, human rights, ethics, and sustainable procurement, are most relevant for each industry. And to build these profiles, we look at a mix of sources. We use public sources like government reports, private sources from trade associations and consulting firms, and insights from nonprofits and NGOs as well. So we combine these different perspectives to get a clear picture of what really matters sustainability-wise in each industry. And once we've figured out the key issues, we assign them a risk level, high, medium, or low, based on how severe the issue is and how likely it is to arise in the industry. And we focus our ratings on the high and medium risk issues. For example, let's talk about water management. In industries like agriculture or textiles, water usage is a big deal because it's a huge environmental impact. So we'd mark it as high or a medium risk. But for a tech company, water management might not be as critical, unless there's a specific context that makes it important, like data centers, for instance, that use a lot of water for cooling purposes. I'll give you another example on the social side. In the manufacturing industry, labor practices are a huge concern because of the high risk of issues like unfair wages and unsafe working conditions. So we classify this as a high-risk issue. In the financial services sector, however, labor rights are still important, but the specific risks might be different, like ensuring diversity and inclusion in a corporate setting. So the focus would shift. So this way, we ensure our assessments are relevant to each sector, and that helps companies get insights that are actually actionable and, on challenges that also matter to them.
Given the broad spectrum of industries and regions you assess, how do you enable consistent comparison of sustainability performance across different companies, industries, and regions?
It all goes back to the concept of materiality. And our scoring methodology is designed so that companies need to address all their material topics to achieve the highest performance levels. So companies in more impactful industries need to do more to address all their material issues. And in our methodology, this means they have to implement more initiatives to achieve the same score as companies in less impactful industries. So this way, our ratings ensure a fair and a balanced comparison by recognizing that each company faces different challenges. And with this methodology, we're able to compare sustainability performance across company sizes, industries, and regions, and to identify performance trends. We actually publish our findings every year in our EcoVadis Business Sustainability Index. And this report provides a big picture view of the data from our assessments. I can share a couple of trends we see from our last report, actually. First, SMEs often perform better and improve faster than larger companies. They're more agile. But for large companies, we know that scalability remains a challenge and there is still a lot to do. And we also know that that's where a lot of impacts are concentrated, especially in their global supply chain. So it still needs to be a strong point of attention. Regionally speaking, we also know that Europe continues to lead the way in sustainability performance. That's where we see the higher performers. And this isn't too surprising, given also the ambitious regulatory framework in the EU, as we've already mentioned. So this sets a high bar for sustainability, and we see companies adapting their practices accordingly.
Now, you've highlighted some unique aspects of EcoVadis' approach, but in your view, what sets EcoVadis ratings methodologies apart from other sustainability assessment frameworks? Why do companies prefer EcoVadis as their partner in sustainability?
So I would say that what sets EcoVadis apart from other providers is three things: quality, support for improvement, and network benefits. So first, quality. Our ratings are based on primary data collected from suppliers themselves, which means we're not just relying on publicly available information. We collect data directly from the companies and then we verify it. So each piece of information a company provides is backed up with evidence, as we saw, and then carefully reviewed by analysts. And I think this reliability and accuracy of the information has made a big difference for our customers. Then second, there's the improvement journey aspect. We don't just provide a rating and stop there, but we provide tools to support rated companies on their improvement journey. So keep in mind that almost 90% of the companies we rate are SMEs globally. And sometimes they're at the very beginning of their journey. They've never heard of living wages. They don't know how to calculate their scope 3 emissions. That's completely understandable. So that's why we provide a lot of explanation and guidance on the content of the rating scorecard, so the assessment output, to walk them through the improvement areas that we identify. And we also offer tools like corrective action plans and the EcoVadis Academy, which features an e-learning program. So we don't provide consulting services, of course. That would be a clear conflict of interest. But we do make standardized guidance available, and we have a network of consulting partners they can reach out to if needed. And with these resources that we provide, we help suppliers understand where they need to improve and how to make those changes. And it works. We see a clear improvement trend over time. with scores that significantly improve once the company has taken the assessment, the EcoVadis assessment, several times. So part of that is because they understand better the expectations of the EcoVadis rating, sure, but it's also because they have invested in closing the gaps we identified and recommended that they adjust. And finally, another key differentiator is our network effect. Once a company goes through the EcoVadis assessment, they can reuse their results with all their customers within the EcoVadis network. So this means they only have to go through the process once, and then they can share their scorecard with potentially hundreds of customers. So just last week, I was talking to a rated company who shares their scorecard with almost 200 different customers. So I let you imagine the amount of resources it would take them if they had to answer sustainability questionnaires to 200 different customers. So it's a huge time saver, and rated companies appreciate this a lot. The objective ultimately is to cut down the time spent on reporting so they can focus on concrete action.
How is EcoVadis adapting its methodology to keep pace with emerging due diligence and reporting regulation worldwide, like the EU, CSRD, and others? Well, what steps are you taking to ensure your assessments align with these evolving regulatory landscapes?
So the regulatory landscape, particularly in the EU, with new regulations like the CS3D, the CSRD, is definitely reshaping how companies approach sustainability. So here at EcoVadis, we're sitting in the front row, and we're very aware of these changes, and we're actively adapting our solutions and methodologies to stay aligned. I think we're definitely dealing with some level of regulatory fatigue in the EU in particular, which has introduced ambitious sustainability regulations in the past few years. Companies have to keep up, and now the focus is shifting towards implementation and enforcement. So this can create a complex regulatory environment for companies to navigate, but not just for EU companies, by the way. A lot of non-EU companies are still impacted if they do business in the EU. So where do we come in? Our role, as we see it, is to help simplify and streamline the reporting burden and to support companies in effectively implementing these new due diligence and reporting regulations. We want to make the supplier engagement and the rating process as straightforward as possible to help companies meet regulatory requirements without getting lost in complexity. So we want EcoVadis ratings to complement rather than to compete with these new regulations. Conceptually, our methodology is already well aligned with the goals of these new regulations, because at the end of the day, these regulations are aligned with existing international sustainability standards. They're not introducing new revolutionary concepts, but we're still making some adjustments to strengthen the synergies between regulations and the EcoVadis rating. So concretely, what that looks like, we're investing in our platform and in the rating process to make it easier for companies to participate. For instance, we're looking at how we can leverage existing public documents like upcoming CSRD reports to make the integration smoother and avoid duplication of efforts on the side of rated companies. And then we're also making tweaks to terminology in our questionnaire and adding some specific metrics we collect to align as much as possible with the regulatory requirements.
Given the ongoing challenges of greenwashing and sustainability, Bettina, can you tell us a little bit about how EcoVadis' 360-degree watch process helps identify and address inconsistencies or misleading claims in company sustainability disclosures?
The 360 watch process, which we talked about a little bit already, is all about taking a comprehensive view of a company's sustainability practices. We don't just look at a company's self-reported data and policies. We also gather feedback from various stakeholders. Think governmental databases, specialized press, NGO reports. So this gives us a fuller picture of what's actually happening on the ground. For instance, on paper, a company might have all the right measures to reduce its environmental impact, like risk assessments and training. But then we hear about pollution issues. So it could mean their policies aren't being properly implemented or followed, or maybe the company's context has changed and their policies haven't kept up. So with the 360, this often points to a gap between what the company has set up in terms of management system and what's actually happening. So you can easily understand why that part of the rating process is key for us. And I want to be clear here, it's usually not that companies are intentionally misleading us with the self-reported information they provide. It's more about figuring out where things might be falling short in practice or where there's a disconnect between management system and reality on the ground. So yeah, that's how we use the 360 tool. This part of the process can be quite challenging because it usually involves a lot of back and forth with the companies that we rate. But I truly believe that part of that dialogue is crucial and helps us provide better outputs.
Thanks, Bettina. Now, as we look to the future, how do you see sustainability ratings methodologies evolving in line with new technologies? How, for example, is EcoVadis leveraging technologies like AI?
So I think we can definitely expect some evolution. There's a clear need for sustainability data. That's not going away. But the challenge is managing the volume of information to rationalize it and to focus on what's most relevant. So I think we can expect the methodologies for ratings to go into two main categories. On one end, there will be the quick and dirty approach that will focus on quantity and use proxy data when real and detailed data isn't available. And on the other end, we'll see more sophisticated methodologies that dig deeper and provide nuanced insights. I'm a believer in the importance of considering both qualitative and quantitative data. It's tempting to focus on a few KPIs. We see that a lot with carbon, where you'd focus on scope 1, 2, 3 emissions, and that's it. But that's actually lacking a lot of context. Just focusing on the few KPIs may be enough if you're following a tick-the-box approach. But if your objective is to truly drive impact with your suppliers and to have continuous improvement, you want to understand the context better. And I think that's especially true for understanding social issues, which requires more interpretive analysis, since there isn't a single KPI that captures everything. And this is where raters have to propose a methodology because there isn't only one way to look at this. I think we can also expect the market for sustainability ratings and data providers to consolidate over time. There are many players in the field right now, but we anticipate that this will stabilize, especially as this is an industry that is becoming more and more regulated with requirements for ESG raters on governance, on conflict of interest prevention, on transparency of the methodology. So these regulations for sure will help ensure that ratings are both credible and reliable, but it may also restrict the number of players on the market. And in terms of technology, of course, AI has a role to play. As we mentioned, it's great for scaling rating models and handling large volumes of data. And this helps us manage and analyze information more efficiently, but it's not a catch-all solution. Issues like the reliability of original data sets or gaps in original data sets, the transparency of models, and also the need for industry-specific customization still require that human touch. And that's the model we've chosen at EcoVadis, a mix of human and artificial intelligence.
Based on your experience, Bettina, what are some practical strategies companies can adopt to enhance their sustainability performance and achieve better ratings? Are there specific steps or initiatives that tend to yield significant improvements?
So a couple of tips. First, I would recommend to companies that they understand the methodology and what's expected from them. So for EcoVadis specifically, we place a lot of emphasis on having a documented approach. So it's a little bit like the old saying, you can't manage what you can't measure. This means having well-documented policies, procedures, practices that really demonstrate that you're actively managing your sustainability performance. And next, I would focus on continuous improvement. Sustainability clearly isn't something you achieve overnight. It's a journey. It's a continuous process. So start by addressing the most important issues for your industry and gradually improve over time. Your customers and partners don't expect you to have everything figured out from day one. What they want to see is that you have a solid strategy and you have a clear plan for reaching your sustainability goals. So They're looking for progress and a commitment to improvement.
Right. Excellent. Excellent. Now, as EcoVadis continues to grow, what's next for EcoVadis on the sustainability ratings front?
So I think we're at a little bit of a crossroads. We're at an interesting time in the market. In terms of what's next for EcoVadis, I think first, technology poses some interesting challenges. So for sure, we're continuing to invest in AI capabilities. But as I mentioned, making sure we keep that smart mix between human and artificial intelligence. Then second, we also want to make sure that we support and accompany companies in their implementation of regulations. That's something that's on everyone's mind at the moment. But we also don't want to stop there. Something that we're always thinking about is how do we drive positive impact? So we understand that in the short term, companies are focusing on meeting regulatory requirements, but we want to continue driving the discussion to make sure we go beyond compliance and continue working on what makes really the difference for people and the planet.
That's a great vision, Bettina, and I wish you all the very best with your ongoing work. And thank you so much for your time today. It's such an interesting discussion.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Sustainable Value Chains podcast with EcoVadis. We hope you found it interesting, and we'd love if you could share it with your colleagues and leave a review. If you'd like to find out more about EcoVadis, please visit ecovadis.com.